It's time for America's most unique motorsports show, Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor, brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Austin O'Neill. Kirk Elliott hanging out with us here in the house today. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Boy, oh boy, it's a big day today for the Knoxville Nationals. It all starts tonight, and we're going to go over some of the drivers that are going to participate tonight in the first night of the 61st Annual Knoxville Nationals. A lot of good drivers going tonight. We will be talking about them in great detail. I want to give a little shout out real quick to let everybody know that on Saturday morning when we do Track Talk, in hour number one, John Force is going to join us live on the show Saturday morning. So just so you know, our friend John Force, who's been in this studio many times over the years, not this particular studio, but our old studio, is going to give us a call on Saturday morning. So if you are a big fan of John Force, and if you don't know, him and his daughter both won up at Heartland Park Topeka last year. So we'll talk about that and many other things with John Force on Saturday morning. So don't miss it. It should be good. And I'm looking forward to talking to John. It's been a while since we've had him on the air with us, and he's such a – listen, when you interview John Force, all you got to do is just ask one question, and he takes it from there. Have you ever met John Force, Austin? You haven't, have you?
I think I did. This is probably 11, 12 years ago. My grandpa and I went to Heartland Park for the drag races, and I can't remember how old I was, but I think I have a picture of me and John Forrest standing next to each other.
Oh, yeah, that's cool, man. He is such a great guy. You know, he's kind of like Robert Ballou a little bit, right?
He is.
You ask a question and just sit back and let him go.
Well, if anybody needs to burn probably two and a half hours of their time at some point here in the future, just listen to the interview Dale Jr. did with John Force.
Oh.
It's well worth your time.
Well, I can't remember. Kirk, when was the last time? Kirk, he's got his headphones on. When was the last time we had John Force in our studio, Kirk?
Oh, God, it's 5 or 6 years ago. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's been some time since we've had him back in. No, it hadn't been that long because it was in the last year that we were in our old studio, and anyway, long story short is John Force is going to join us on Saturday morning. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, Austin, how's things going with you today, bud? Everything going all right?
Yeah, finally, at one night felt like 5 nights of not having a sprint car racing, I guess.
It didn't it? Really?
I know. It's just, watch, we'll come to Saturday or Sunday and not have a race, you know, until... it'll be Tuesday because they have, you know, Larson's race at Putnamville, and then we go to the Jackson Nationals. But, yeah, once we kind of, you know, get past the Nationals and, you know, the weeks, you know, worth the racing, it's gonna feel really weird again.
Right, because we're so used to the quantity of races that we've had over the last 2 weeks. And when we have to wait during the week to get to the weekend,
yeah,
it's going to make it a little tough on us.
Yeah, I'm glad that, you know, the Jackson Nationals, you know, run for, you know, 3 nights, so that'll kind of help. But, yeah, once the Outlaws, you know, go back to the West Coast and we just see, you know, 2 night racing, it's going to slow back down again.
Yeah. The Jackson Nationals is August 18th through the 20th. You looking forward to that up there?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what kind of, you know, what the effect of moving the Jackson Nationals from June to the week after the Nationals has, mm-hmm. if it has any at all. Just be interested to see what that move looks like. And then, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, did you ever find how much it paid? It pays.
I'm sitting here looking at the press release, and nowhere in that press release does it say how much it pays to win.
You know, I bet you it pays.
it's going to pay good if Todd Querring's behind it. It's going to pay pretty good. You know it is.
Yeah, I know I can find it.
Yeah, all right. I'll let you take a look at it. But, yeah, it'll be the 44th annual Jackson Nationals. So looking forward to that. That's going to happen up at Jackson, Minnesota. One of the great racetracks. Listen, Jackson Motorplex, where would you rate that out of? There's so many racetracks around the country that are really good racetracks, right? But you got to start at the top of the list. I think the Lucas Oil Speedway in Wheatland, Missouri is the number one track in my eyes of all the tracks that I've traveled to over the years. But Husetts, Jackson Motorplex, there's Valdo. There's several racetracks that are pretty equal to each other. Where would you rate Jackson Motorplex out of all the racetracks across the country, Austin? Can you give me a rating on that, or is that too much to? That's a pretty tough one, isn't it? I mean, it's definitely got to be. I would think Jackson's probably somewhere in. Would you think it's between 5 and 10, or do you think it's in the top 5?
I think it's closer to through 5 and 10. That's what I was getting ready to say. I think that could it definitely belongs in the top 10 across the country.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave Tyson said recovery and rest night last night. And listen, if you're up in Knoxville, I get it. Man, people are going hard up there right now, and I'm going to head back up there today. Kirk and I are going to head back up there. Looking forward to getting back up to Knoxville for night number one of the 61st annual Knoxville Nationals. So let's, Austin, let's kind of go over some of the drivers that are going to be participating tonight. You've looked at the list. Who out of all the drivers, there's 104 drivers that have entered for the Knoxville Nationals this year up to this point. Out of the guys that are running today, who do you think is the odds-on favorite to win tonight? If you were to pick one driver out of all of those guys, there's a lot of really good drivers there, right? But you got to sit here and you got to think about Logan Shewhart. I don't know. I think Logan Shewhart, David Gravel, Aaron Reitzel, Parker Price Miller, Donnie Schatz, Sheldon Haudenschild. Who do you think is, out of some of those guys that I've named there, who do you think is the odds-on favorite to win tonight?
I spent the morning kind of looking at one who we have entered in for tonight.
Right.
The results from the Cappy.
And Brady then, Bacon's in there, too.
And then the results from last year's, you know, Wednesday night show.
Right.
Gravel won last year's show.
On Wednesday,
Gio was second, Donnie was third.
Mm.
Gravel was, I think, seventh at the Cappy. Donnie was second. Gio was right in the top 10. So, you know, those top three finishers from last year will be really good. But, you know, last year's track and how it raced was different from this year. So, I think, or it should be different from this year. So, just looking back on Sunday night, I think you have to kind of go with Donnie. Donnie or Logan, I think Donnie, in my opinion, just because of the speed that he had to get to the lead. Donnie wins the race if the yellow doesn't come out. Donnie's been really, we all know what Donnie's history at Knoxville is, and he's been really fast here recently. And I think, the Fords are working really, really well right now. And I just think it's finally the time that Donnie can get back to Knoxville victory lane.
Do you feel that maybe Aaron Reitzel has some momentum coming off his 360 Nationals win? Do you feel like maybe he's going to be a guy that could sneak in there and maybe upset some of the apple cart a little bit? Because he's pretty good around Knoxville. I mean, he's had some bad luck here as of late, right? But the guy's good, man. You just can't take anything away from him.
Yeah, I mean, he wins the 360 Nationals on Saturday and runs third on Sunday.
Right.
So, and, you know, he didn't have a good night at Oski, but, you know, Oski doesn't really do anything for your week at the Nationals. So, Yeah, I think, I mean, we can go through and name off the guys that I have highlighted. There's
how many do you have highlighted?
11 or 12 of them.
That
could win. Yeah. You know, it's just, it's getting tougher and tougher every year to just really, like, you know, put, you know, everything on one driver. I mean, they're so good now. And you know, you start talking about, you know, let's say Reitzel, but you look at, you know, another driver, let's say Donnie. Well, Donnie's doing just as good as Reitzel is right now. And,
yeah.
And, you know, it's just each driver has something a little different and maybe a little better about him than the next. And, you know, I think it's just, it's going to be who can really qualify well tonight. And you just got to get through heat race. And if you can just, you know, pass a handful of cars, fall back on your qualifying time, you'll be in the first couple rows and you know, have an easy night.
Yeah. What about Sheldon?
I don't know.
I mean, listen, the guy is had a great season so far. He's got 8 wins with the World of Outlaws, 20 top fives, 34 top tens out of 47 races. Do you think that he has a chance? Because he's kind of sputtered here a little bit lately, hasn't he?
He's had a rough couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You look at the Cappy from Sunday night. You know, they had a lot of cars. The format's a little different. Trek kind of threw a curveball at him. But, you know, you feel like, you know, his caliber of driving and team should have put him in the show, and he ended up, I believe, 6th. That was last year's race. He was in the B main, and he didn't make the show. So, I felt like if you know, if Sheldon was typical Sheldon, he'd be in the show, but I don't know.
You're not buying into it right
now.
Nah,
and he's more of a short track guy. Yes, he put on a heck of a show last year during the B main to get into the feature, you know, on Saturday night, and don't get me wrong, he can, you know, go fast on a short track and a big track, but you know, I think here recently, I think his big track's program's kind of, you know, been struggling. You look at how he did at Eldora last month. Didn't do too well. I know those tracks are different, but you still can compare the size to him, and even Sunday night. So I think, you know, he's something maybe you can keep your eye on, but I wouldn't put all of my chips on him.
Have you been a little underwhelmed by Brent Marks' performance so far since he's been here at Knoxville? A little bit, hadn't it? It hasn't been stellar, has it?
How did he end up on Sunday?
I'm not sure where he ended up on Sunday. I can go back and look at that. Unless you can look. You probably look it up a little
I'm
bit
I'm looking
quicker.
At it right
yeah,
here.
Yeah. Where did he end up on Sunday? I just haven't seen a lot of speed out of his car. For me, personally. Did he even make the show on Sunday?
Yeah, my sheet didn't have it, but let me pull up the press releases here real quick.
All right. Again, we're big fans of Brent Marks. You know, he's been on this show a couple times with us. He's always takes the time to join us here on Mostly Motorsports. So I kind of been pulling for him, but I've just been a little underwhelmed on his performance so far. I'm kind of like Austin. I think a lot of people are pulling for Donnie Schatz right now. I think a lot of people would like to see him win his 11th Knoxville Nationals.
Yeah, I know why I can't find his name.
No, you can't.
He wasn't there.
So he didn't make it.
Yeah. Well, he didn't go.
Oh, maybe he didn't go over to. And maybe he just didn't run the Cappy.
No.
Right?
Which, I mean, it makes sense. In a way, you know, for a guy like him, you would want laps on the track.
Yeah,
you don't get the race there very often. But he's been to the Nationals for a couple of years now. He won here.
Considering how he's been off the pace a little bit, you would think he'd need those extra laps, wouldn't you?
That, or if he just feels, you know, really confident in his program that, you know, maybe they found something after the All-Star race, and that kind of explained why they were kind of off, but. You know, he still has that window fall back on in June. So, you know, I definitely think he can, you know, improve on his results here recently. You know, also, too, you know, you got guys that put a lot of time into you know, getting a car and a team together that's, you know, perfect for this event. And right. they put a lot of effort into it, and they want to make sure they go in there and focus on that and do that job right. So, you know, I definitely think they should have been at the Cappy, but I also understand that, you know, if they're going to, their full focus is on the national. So, you know, keep it on that and just go do your job.
Yeah. I want to bring up a little bit of a topic here, and I want you to kind of chime in on this, Austin. You know, the 26 car had Corey Eliason in it, right?
Yes.
All right. Zeb Weiss is in that car now. Let me ask you your opinion. Who has done a better job in the 26 car? Was it Corey Eliason or is it Zeb Weiss?
You know, I think Corey and Zeb can both drive.
Oh, I agree. You know, they're both talented.
They're both, you know, very talented. And,
right.
And, you know, when Corey was there, you know, he was there for 3 years. And, you know, the first couple of years he was with them, you know, they were really well. They were contenders, you know, almost every night and, you know, finished second in the points with the All-Stars, I believe,
right.
I think 2 years in a row. So, you know, the only thing that has changed in that team when Zeb came over that is, you know, maybe skewing our opinions on who carried the team better is a crew chief.
Right.
You know, they made a crew chief's, you know, change. And it showed, you know, with Corey this year. Corey went from having a car that could win every night to just mid-pack to the back and just not typical Corey Eliason and Rodine Racing. So,
right.
You know, that crew chief stayed when Zeb came over, and it's showing that, you know, no matter what driver's in the car, it's not going to work. And, you know, I think they need to look, you know,
a little deeper
and yeah. figure out what's going on. And, you know, it's not hard to see what's going on, you know, but right. I don't know if Rodine is wanting to make that call right now and make that change.
Yeah. I didn't understand the change. And you know what I really didn't understand more than anything? From what you've told me, Wayne Purdy is not over there, right?
Right.
Why is that? Why would they mess with the chemistry that Wayne Purdy and Zeb Weiss had together? Because they were rolling in the 10 car, right?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't know if I'm not sure who the crew chief is for, you know, Rodine, what his name is, but I kind of know his backstory a little bit. He's been with him forever. It sounds like started off as a tire guy and kind of worked his way up, I think a little faster than he should have.
Yeah.
And it's kind of showing with his results this year and you know, how he's done as a crew chief. And I'm not sure if you know, the goal was to help, you know, Zeb, you know, get to this point to where he can be a higher driver.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Zeb's dad and Wayne take a step back and let him, you know, go do his own thing. Or if they were already committed to this crew chief, which is, you know, sure sounds like they were, and didn't want to, you know, cause any friction between the two by bringing a new crew chief in and letting that guy go.
I wouldn't mess with the chemistry. There's no way, because they
definitely did, and they're paying the price for it.
They are, right? I mean, because to be honest with you, Wayne Purdy is one of the best crew chiefs out there. I mean, I don't know where you would rank him out of all the crew chiefs that are out there, but he's one of the better ones. He was a former Lucas Oil ASCS National Crew Chief of the Year winner. He won it with Jason Johnson. I don't remember what year that was, but I think it was one of his last two championships, I think.
And I'm pretty sure that he was with Reitzel when Reitzel made the switch to the All-Stars and won those championships.
Yeah. Let me ask you about another guy. He's always showed a lot of speed in his car, and he's won some races this year. Let me take a look here real quick. I'm not sure exactly how many races that he's won so far this year, but I kind of feel like Hunter Schoenberg is a guy that's he showed a lot of speed this year. You can't take him out of the equation tonight, can you?
No, I don't think so. You know, he got caught up in a wreck with Reitzel at the All-Star race here at the end of July. And he was actually having, I feel like, a pretty good night for Hunter at Knoxville. And he's been getting his wing program better here, you know, the last year and a half. And, you know, I definitely think it really just comes down to qualifying and a heat race. I think if Hunter can get to a good spot, that, you know, he's going to be a contender. Like I said, I picked 12 different guys here that have a shot and have cars capable of winning.
I want you to name off the 12 guys that you have on your list. Can you do that for me real quick?
Yeah, so we got Logan Schuchart, David Gravel, Aaron Reitzel, Parker Price Miller, Justin Peck, Donnie Schatz, Gio Selzy, Brent Marks, Hunter Schoenberg, Corey Eliason, and James McFadden. And I got two that just keep an eye on, like Davey Heskin was track champion from last year.
Right.
Ayrton Jennington was the rookie of the year of the 410 Nationals last year.
Right. Caleb, he's chiming in. He says, Eliason was good in the Roudin 26. You cannot gauge 3 years over a handful of races for Wise. Zeb is talented, but he was initially calling shots for his own team in the 10 in collaboration with Wayne, with Purdy. Whole new dynamic to learn in the 26. I think you bring Wayne Purdy with him. I mean, here's the thing, Caleb. You look at how good he was in the 10 car, and why would you mess with Wayne Purdy? Why wouldn't you not bring him? At the very least, you bring Wayne Purdy over to assist the crew chief on the new car and see what the chemistry's like, right? I would do that, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you want to bring Wayne Purdy over there to kind of give Zeb a little bit of added confidence? Wouldn't you think a little bit? No?
I think you could bring him over for a short period of time to maybe help improve the crew chiefs that they have now.
Might be too much tension between the two, right?
And that could be it, too. They're going to go through a big learning curve here, and that's what you get when you make a change like this, and it's just kind of what you sign up for. But, you know, with Zeb's talent, I think, you know, he can help.
Talented.
I think he can definitely help, you know, make this a little shorter than it should be.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tom says, why not bring Carr also for Wise? I'm not sure what you mean there, Tom, but, you know, I'm with you. I think Zeb is a uber talented driver, and I think he can get it done. My whole issue is, why didn't they bring Wayne Purdy over there with him? That's my only concern, because if you look at how good they were rolling in the 10 car, they were up front just nearly every race, weren't they, in the 10 car?
Just about, yeah.
Just about every race. I don't think I'd want to mess with the dynamic of the team and the chemistry between the crew chief, Wayne Purdy, and Zeb Wise. I just don't think I'd want to mess with it. But you know what? You're not spending your own money either, right? And you're going to one of the best-funded teams in the country.
Right.
I don't know. It's just me. That's all I'm saying. All right. Well, why don't we take a break? When we come back, we'll talk more about what's going to transpire tonight, the first night of the 61st Annual Knoxville Nationals. Again, it all starts tonight. It's going to be on Dirt Vision. Remember, folks, if you're just a monthly subscriber, you're not going to be able to watch it tonight unless you pay additional money. I don't blame Dirt Vision for doing that way at all. It's the granddaddy of all races when it comes to sprint car racing, and it's all starting tonight. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls if you'd like, 816-833-8553, 816-833-8553. The phones are open, and we'll take your calls next right here on Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, to make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must-play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
Three nine-hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first-class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back. It's Mostly Motorsports here on RBN, the Racing Voice Broadcasting Network. Austin O'Neill, our own resident sprint car driver. Austin, any news on the race program? You guys are getting ready to do your motor deal, right? Right? That thing's getting ready to happen pretty quick here. I just can't stand you not racing, bud. It just bothers me to no end not see you race. I can just see it in your posture when you walk around and when you just, man, I just feel so bad for you, bud.
I don't have good posture anyway, so
hold on. No, just your demeanor. You just like bummed out, aren't you, buddy?
I mean, I.
Yes. Like, can you say yes?
Like I said yesterday, it is what it is. Like I can't. That's all I can say about it. So I'm not. I got things I got to do every day. And I'm not gonna let it.
You're not gonna let it drag you down?
No, there's no sense in letting it do that. So, I mean, I still get up, come to work every day, and go home and go work on it. So, I mean, I just I don't do anything on Saturdays. No, it's no big deal, really.
Yeah, Pete. He chimed in. He said, "Is the dirt slash clay at Knoxville local to the area, or is it trucked in?" And you were kind of giving me a little bit of a rundown. What do you know about that?
Yeah, it's from the documents and the articles that I've read here throughout the years. It sounds like it's a kind of a one-off dirt that kind of runs in like veins in Iowa. It's like a zoot dirt. So I believe that the dirt there at the base of it is true to the fairgrounds, that it's been there since the start. But they've had to add dirt to the track over the years, and they find these veins that contain the zoot dirt, and they go out into Iowa and fill up dump trucks and truck it into the track. So it's kind of like a half and half deal. But yes, it's a special dirt that goes to the track. It's just not the dirt across the street or anything else. I mean, it's true. It's the same, and it should always be the same.
Yeah. The North South 100 is going to be taking place here pretty quick. That's going to happen through August 11th through the 13th at Florence Speedway in Union, Kentucky. What do you think about that race? That race there's a $300,000 purse, right? $300,000. And this year's North South will pay the winner an impressive $75,000 to win. How about that?
That's a pretty good payday.
That's pretty good.
Still jealous of the late models and how much money they get their race for. But Florence is just kind of it's not an odd track, but it's like a Martinsville, a little shorter.
Flat?
It's flat, kind of wide. It has a little making to it, but like it's like a paperclip shape.
Right.
Got some long straightaways, some sweeping-ish corners where you can create some momentum, and it has a little banking to it. But, man, it gets wide with a pretty good curb up against the wall, and just keep your eye on one of the Rice brothers, or I think it's a set of brothers. Don't hold that to me.
Right.
Not a big late model guy here. But,
right.
They always put on a pretty good show up there on the cushion. So, it's always a race that you see highlights about, throughout the year. And it's one of the highly anticipated races that, the Lucas Oil Series goes to.
So, the inaugural North-South 100 was in 1983. And guess how much it paid to win that race?
Like grand?
1983.
$5,000?
$4,000. You were pretty close. $4,000 to win.
Yeah, what was $4,000 in 1983?
That was pretty good money, 1983.
It's about $12,000 today.
Would that be about... How did you do that?
You just Google $4,000 in 1983, and it says $4,000 in 1983 is equivalent
to $12,000
in purchasing power to about $1,200 today.
Mm.
It's like, it's just a couple dollars short of $1,200. So.
Yeah, a lot of good guys have won this race. Darren Miller, Jimmy Mars, Jimmy Owens, Don O'Neill, Eddie Carrier, Jonathan Davenport, Bobby Pierce, Tim McCready's won it twice. Rick Weiss, Chris Madden, Brandon Overton, he won it in 2021. Some pretty good names right there, right?
Yeah, I mean, look at what Overton did last year. He won, he swept the weekend at Eldora, and then he walked out of there with, I can't remember the exact dollar, but it was a couple hundred thousand dollars in winnings and really just, lit the world on fire, as we all know about. And it's just, should be a pretty good show. I'm interested to watch it. Now I'm going to go watch it just just to see, you know, see what takes place.
Right. On the Thursday night, August 11th, it's going to pay $5,000 to win. The total purse on Thursday night is $40,900. On Friday night, it pays $5,000 again. The same purse as it did on Thursday night. Again, $40,900. But then the 40th annual Sunoco North-South 100 presented by Lucas Oil on Saturday night pays $75,000 to win and $2,500 to start. You know, you would think you'd pay a little bit more than that to start, wouldn't you? $75,000 to win and it drops off $2,500 for 24th. Wouldn't you think it'd pay a little bit more than that? Wouldn't you think it'd pay more like $5,000?
I think that's a fair number.
You do?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair number. You know, you look at the Knoxville Nationals, it's $175,000 to win an extra $100,000, and it pays $10,000 to start. So, yeah, I mean, maybe you could bump it up to $3,500, but I think that's a pretty fair number.
How about the non-qualifier races? Pay $2,000 to win. That's pretty good, really.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's not bad. I'm glad that they're taking that money and not just, you know, if you don't transfer, you just get a baseline 500 or 600.
Right.
You know, you can, you know, it, passing one more car in that non-qualifier race or B main, you know, is extra money. So, you know, maybe, you know, incentivizes a guy to kind of, you know, race his way up through the field. He's going to do that no matter what to get to a transfer. But, you know, if you're starting, you know, pretty deep in it.
Right. Guess who won the North-South 100 in 87 and 89? You got any guesses?
Blomqvist?
Jeff Purvis. Do you remember Jeff Purvis?
No.
You don't?
No. I don't know who that
is. So let me just tell you a little story. He doesn't remember Jeff Purvis, one of the all-time greatest late model drivers ever, really. I will tell you this. One time, I started a I had a racing school out at I-70 Speedway. Do you remember that, Austin?
No.
You don't remember that? Frog had a racing school out there for a while, and then when Brad McDonald bought the racetrack, we decided to open up a racing school out there, and I went down to Joe Gibbs Racing, and I bought a, what they would call now an Xfinity car, it was a Busch car at the time, a Porter Cable car that Jeff Purvis drove in the Busch series back in the day, and that car was the go-to car. When we brought it back to I-70, we put two seats in it and something to hold on to. And that car was the workhorse for the school. A lot of people drove that Jeff Purvis car out at I-70 Speedway. Jeff Purvis, gosh, Kirk, he just about won everything back in the day, didn't he? Yeah, he was so good. But you don't remember him. But how old? You're 19 years old, though.
Yeah.
Right. You're not an old.
I'm way past the 2000 era mark. I'm back in the 80s. Yeah, it's
Scott Blomqvist won it in 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that he won it.
No. So, but some of the guys that are still running out there right now with the World of Outlaw late models and the Lucas Oil late models, Brandon Overton, Tim McCready, Chris Madden, Ricky Wise, Tim McCready, Bobby Pierce, Jonathan Davenport, those are the guys that have won since 2015. Pretty good group of guys right there. It's funny that Caleb chimes in here. He says, dang, the youngins pays $20,000 to win it at Lakeside Speedway, doesn't it?
That's a pretty good payday.
That is a big payday.
I'm glad that, you know, we can have a race here in the area that is of that, you know, caliber. I mean, that's, you know, that's one of the biggest, you know, USMTS right. races of the year, and you know, to put your name on the list that you said you wanted is pretty much, you know, it's a big accomplishment in your career, and to have that kind of in our backyard, I feel like that's
right.
It's a pretty good accomplishment for a local guy, you know.
Pretty good weekend for USMTS racing here. Caleb just reminded me about that. They're going to be racing at Dallas County in Urbana, Missouri. That will be on Friday. And then the Youngins, 10,000 to win at Lakeside Speedway. Is it? No, it's 20,000 to win at Lakeside and 10,000 to win at I-70, isn't it? Is that what it? I think it yes. pays 10,000 out at I-70.
Yes, 10,000.
I think Race and Dirt has a little bit to do with that race as well. I think they're co-promoting that event. Those guys over there do a good job. Austin, you know what Nina just said about you?
What's that?
And you know what, Nina? You're exactly right. Austin is a positive person. She just said that.
Well, thanks, Nina. Appreciate that.
You know, I think that's why it works, Austin. Why me and you work. I'm a little negative, you're a little positive. You know,
yeah, I guess we cancel each other out then.
We kind of trade each other. It's the same thing with Kirk Elliott. I think with Kirk Elliott, when we're on the air, he's always so upbeat and positive about everything, and I'm the guy that always wants to bring the hammer. Why is that? Why do I got to always be a little raw, Austin?
Nah, I guess we need that sometimes.
I guess.
Make it interesting.
Hey, have you ever heard of this medicine, Alpha Brain? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Let me show you. You ever seen this, Alpha Brain? This is you know who Joe Rogan is?
I've heard the name.
Joe Rogan is the announcer for UFC.
Yes, I've seen some of his fights here recently. Not his fights, but yeah, him announcing fights.
But let me tell you, he's a badass. Let me tell you right now, that guy can kick some ass if he wanted to. So anyway, I'm trying this. You know, I tried the Prevagen. You know, when you get old, Austin, I don't know if you know this or not, but when you get old, you need a little oomph in your brain. As you know as well as anybody, you and Kirk know, off the air, sometimes I need a little help once in a while. And this Alpha Brain helps support memory and focus. What do you think about that?
If it makes you better, I'm all for it.
That's it. That's all I need. I just need to be a little bit better. Lucas Oil late models, the Lucas Oil MLRA late models are going to be racing up at CJ Speedway in Columbus Junction, Iowa. And they're going to be paying $18,000 to win that race, $500 to start. That's pretty good money for MLRA,
$18,000?
That's what it said in their press release. It says that it's going to pay a weekend total of over $18,000 to win and $500 to all A-Main qualifiers each night. That's big money for MLRA, isn't it?
Yeah, $8,000 to win on Thursday night and then $5,000 to win on Friday night.
That's combined for the three nights.
What, the $18,000?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It says a weekend total of over $18,000 to win is what it says, Kurt. It says $18,000 to win.
Yeah, a weekend total.
Add the three out. Yeah.
Yes, because Thursday night pays,
see, there
pays
you go.
$8,000, Friday night pays $5,000, and then Saturday it's, pays $5,000.
There's a great example right there. You need to what is it? Alpha Brain. You gotta use the Alpha Brain. Just to prove that I slip once in a while. All right. What else is going on? Who are you going to pick tonight for night number one of the 61st annual?
Donnie.
You're picking Donnie.
Going Donnie.
It's not a bad pick.
Don's back. Don's in a white car this year, so I'm happy about that.
He's in a white car.
Yeah, Donnie came back, and they did a throwback car. It's white, blue, and red. So it's a body's all white and two stripes of red and blue. So I'm a big fan of white. So that's another incentive to let me pick Donnie for tonight.
Do you think there's any chance that James McFadden could win? Because he's been carrying that 83 car pretty good, hasn't he?
Yeah, you know, I think, where did he end up? Let me get my paper pulled up from where he ended up on. He finished 16th at the Cappy. You know, he's been doing pretty well with the car. You know, speaking of Roth Motorsports, yeah, a guy that's had some awful luck, Kerry Madsen.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at the Front Row Challenge. The Front Row Challenge. He gets a decent start in the heat race and jumps the cushion on the first lap and kind of backs it in the wall and you know, gets going again, fires back off. On the following restart, they didn't really catch it. No, they did catch it. Well, he got into a wreck with Tasker Phillips and junked the car. I mean, it shot the torsion bars out of it and did some pretty good damage to it. And
mm-hmm.
he never made a full lap in the heat race. And it's just, you know, he had an axle break in the heat race that, you know, like Ozark with the All-Stars and, you know, almost wins at Knoxville with when the All-Stars are here and you know, just ran out of time, you know, with it and Rico got right. by and got the win. So, you know, I think, you know, both cars have really good speed and a really good package. If they can just get some luck, they might pick up some wins here.
Right. Caleb, he's saying the 41, the JJR 41 is hard to miss for the Nationals this year. But we're talking about tonight. So I want everybody that's on.
Yeah, he's talking about their car. It's
fast.
No, it's you haven't seen their new car for the Nationals yet, have you?
Uh-uh.
Let me pull a picture up. It's
a new paint scheme?
Yeah, it's
wow.
Here it is right
I'm
here.
A little surprised by that. Oh, there it is. Nice. Pull that up so people can see that.
So yes, nobody will miss Carson Macedo and the Jason Johnson Racing 41 car this weekend.
Do you like that color?
Yeah, it's something different, stands out. It reminds me of a, you know, the Days of Thunder car. But it kind of goes along.
Days of Thunder car.
Yeah, I mean it's a little yellow, a little green. So, but it really is. It just
is green bad luck.
Anything's bad luck.
What?
If you're superstitious, it's bad luck. But I don't want to say this. So
I'm with you, Marie. I don't think I don't care much for that paint scheme. I won more races wearing a green fire suit than I ever won anything.
Yeah. The only thing that they did for this car was Alabaugh's, you know, colors is green, white, and black. So, you know, I think might have a little yellow in it, too. So, you know, Blackbeard, who does a lot of sprint car designs, is one of the best, you know, designers out there, in my opinion. And what makes him, you know, so good is when he designs a car, he designs it off of their logo. He doesn't design the car and stick logos on it. So everything flows and looks right and is belongs there. It really highlights, you know, all the sponsors and partners of their team. So, you know, that's what he did with this car with the green and kind of the, you know, farming, you know, kind of, you know, style and feel for design.
Right. I'm trying to figure out who I'm going to take tonight. You took shots. And I get that, but I'm kind of leaning towards Aaron Reitzel, to be honest with you. I don't know, man. The guy gets around there pretty good. When he's on a roll, when he's doing good, he does really good, right? But he's had some bad luck here in the last week or so. I'm sitting here looking at everybody. I'm gonna take Aaron Reitzel to win tonight. That's my pick.
David Gravel,
Kirk Elliott says. He just had to holler out, David Gravel. All right. Who's picking tonight? Caleb says Sheldon, but Reitzel has momentum. Brent Marks has been fast. Has he?
If you look at the last five Wednesday night winners for the Knoxville Nationals,
yeah,
excluding 2020 when they had the one and only. So from 2016 to 2021, only one driver that is still active in the field or entered in for tonight has won the event. That's David Gravel last year. 2016 was Shane Stewart. 2017 was Kyle Larson. 2018, Greg Hodnett. 2019 was Trey Starks. So only one of those drivers has won this event. So in the past 5 years that has entered for tonight. So, right. You know, if you're going to go off stats like that, I think you would have to go with, you know, gravel.
All right. Caleb says, I want Sheldon. Chris says, Brent Marks. Marie says, David Gravel. Chris Yance, my neighbor up the street, he says gravel. Billy says Geo. Marie, she cracks me up. I just love old Marie so much. She says, anybody but Aaron. And then Dan says Donnie to win. So there's another guy that's jumping on the Donnie bandwagon. You cannot pick against Donnie right now, can you?
Nah, especially when you go to Knoxville.
Right. But he showed so much speed here lately. I mean, not just at Knoxville, though. He's been showing speed for how many, what the last 3 or 4 weeks, hadn't he?
I think about maybe since Kings Royal, mm-hmm. Kings Royal time to now. He's had really good speed. So, you know, he won at Weed Sport. He had a really good race, had a really good showing out of Eldora. Then, you know, Cappy was good for him. So, yeah, they're finally starting to figure the Ford out and get their program back to what, you know, Donnie used to be before Brad started winning his championships.
Yeah. No doubt. All right. Austin, we'll take our final break, and then we're going to come back and we'll wrap up the show and get our final thoughts for the show. It's all been brought to you, folks, the Mostly Motorsports. We couldn't do this show without this great support of Lucas Oil Products. And you know what I say when I say Lucas Oil Products? It works. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9-hole whole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first-class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. We want to remind everybody that the great track tribute to Ascot Park is going on right now up at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. You can get up there, you can watch videos, look at driver uniforms, helmets, memorabilia. All of this is on display, and a lot of cars as well, up at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. This exhibit is going to be going on through October 1st. I'm telling you, folks, it's one of the great exhibits of all time. When you're talking about a track tribute to a racetrack like Ascot Park in Gardena, California, there's not many racetracks that have the history that that racetrack had. It's a great time to go up there. And don't forget, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, folks. They're only closed on the major holidays, and that's it. They're open 7 days a week, so you don't really have a great excuse not to get up to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And while you're up there, you can buy a raffle ticket for the 2022 IMSA GTLM Championship Edition C8R Corvette that they will be giving away this Saturday, August 13th, during the Knoxville Nationals. Again, this car is only one of 1,000 cars that were built. This is a race car, folks. This is not your standard Corvette. This is a real race car, and they will be doing the drawing this week. And Kirk and I bought 200 tickets. You need to buy some tickets as well. You can go online if you need to. If you can't make it up to the Knoxville Nationals this weekend, if you want to try to buy some tickets in advance before this Saturday, you can do that at CorvetteC8RContest.com. That's CorvetteC8RContest.com. And while you're doing it, you can also register to win a 2022 Triple X chassis. It's a complete 410 sprint car, folks. And they're going to be doing the drawing for that sprint car on December 16th. And again, if you can't make it up there in person to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, you can always do it online at SprintCarRaffle.com. That's SprintCarRaffle.com. They're going to be giving that car away on December 16th, right before Christmas. Wow, man, wouldn't that be a great Christmas present? That would be awesome. So, again, if you can't get up to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in advance before the drawing on December 16th, just go to SprintCarRaffle.com. And don't forget, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week as well. All right, Austin. So, we were sitting here just looking at tomorrow night, Thursday night, and we'll get into this a little bit tomorrow. What night do you think they're both equally as tough, the two fields?
Yes.
Yeah. To me, I think tonight's a little bit tougher than Thursday night, me personally. I mean, I see some good drivers in there. Tyler Courtney, Sam Hafer-Tief, you know, Chris Windham's in there. He had Brian Brown, Rico Abreu, Zeb Weiss, Darren Pittman, Tim Schaefer. There's some pretty good cars tomorrow night. Brad Sweet's going to be in there as well as Kyle Larson. So tomorrow night's going to be pretty tough as well. Any comments there, Austin?
It's tough when 110 cars enter, 105. I think 53 cars tonight, 50 tomorrow, so 103.
Yeah.
If maybe we get an extra roll in or not. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, 103 of the best 14 sprint cars in the country.
Right. Aaron Reitzel, I've text messaged with him, and he told me if he does good tonight – that he will be on the show Friday with us. So just so you know, if Aaron Reitzel does good tonight, Friday he will be on Mostly Motorsports with us. Looking forward to that. I don't know. I hope he does good tonight. That way we can get him on the show. We've reached out to several people here in the last couple days, and just having a hard time communicating with some of the people that are up at Knoxville right now. It's just a busy time, and a lot of guys just don't really want to take the time to do a lot of shows during the Knoxville Nationals, right, Austin?
Yeah, it's
a tough time for those guys.
Well, it's a tough time. You got a lot going on, and also too, you as a driver, you don't want any of those distractions.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. We had a lot of people chime in today, and we appreciate that as well. Macri, he's a quick learner. He's going to sneak up and surprise you boys. Do you think that's the case? Think Macri's going to sneak up on us a little bit?
Nah, he might.
I really haven't seen that much speed out of him, really, to be honest with you. I mean, he's done all right, right? Where did he finish up at the Cappy? Can you look that up for me real quick, Austin? We'll have Austin look at. He is so fast at looking things up. It's no sense in me even trying. So Dan says my trifecta: Donnie, Logan, and Gravel. Tonight, those are his top three. He was ninth. Interesting. All right, I can't believe Kirk Elliott beat you on that, Austin. I am shocked.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. All right. Again, thanks everybody for tuning in to Mostly Motorsports. It's all been brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. For Austin O'Neill, for my partner Kirk Elliott, I'm Scott Traylor saying thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. Live from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, right here on Mostly Motorsports. We'll see you tomorrow.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum and our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.